That's Mike Ferris with Snap Your Fingers Off of Silver and Stone. And we're coming back to you because Luke from Republican Hair is here. How you doing, man?
Yo, I'm doing awesomely.
Yes, welcome to Bonnaroo. I heard from our morning show guy, Jay, that he saw you carrying a Marshall cab down the road here earlier.
The guys make me earn my keep around here. So it was not a Marshall, it was a PV.
Ah, okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
He said
you do it all, so.
I do it all. It was my morning workout. The thing weighs about 300 pounds, so.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, glad you got it where you needed to get it. Uh-huh. Glad you guys are here. You're going to be on the Who stage at 9:45 p.m. What's your Bonnaroo experience in your life as a fan, as a musician?
This is my... I keep wanting to have a more exciting story, but this is the exciting story. It's my first time to ever come to Bonnaroo, period.
Awesome.
So this is breaking me in.
Sweet.
And it's been awesome so far. I love the outfits. I wish that people would dress like this on the daily.
Right?
Honestly.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
It's a freedom down here that you don't really get to experience in everyday life,
yeah.
Both mentally and physically.
We should embrace it more.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. So you had a new song drop yesterday, and there is some great Instagrams and tweets and everything that go along with the song. How's that process been for you?
It's awesome. I love making music. This song's called Clickbait. And so we are rolling it out and bringing it to the people.
Yeah.
Through people like you, man. We love our hometown. We love Lightning 100.
Yeah, speaking of hometown, it's 615 Day. Happy 615
yes.
Day to you.
Yes.
And if maybe you could speak for a moment on the Nashville music scene and what it means to you and how it is, you know.
You know, there's on any given night, there's any given thing happening, which is both an awesome and intimidating thing. And so, you know, we started a couple of years back playing to 20 people and then rocked it up and kept rocking it up to 20 people and turned it into many passels of people.
Yeah.
And through just playing and through Lightning 100 and being around buddies who have great bands. I just saw Rust and Kelly play and
nice.
Then I'm looking forward to seeing Casey play and Maren play a little bit later. So I'm happy to be with good company here.
Yeah. Well, you make our jobs very easy at Lightning 100 to, you know, with all the great music that you guys are producing. It's easy for us to put together an entire day of local music.
We'll just play us all day then.
Yeah.
Can we have a Republican Hair Day? Let's get corporate on the phone.
I'll talk to my people. We'll get to my people with your people. So I've seen you at Third and Lindsley before, and
yeah.
You have a great command of the crowd. I know this is your first time here at Bonnaroo,
yeah.
But mentally, are you preparing any differently? You're just going to deliver that
show. You know,
there's
a little yoga tent back over here. I'm going to go get in, and I'll probably meditate for the next 6 hours until the stage. That's usually what I do before every show. So I will say the mantra.
Awesome.
For 6 hours and then come and put it on you.
Sweet.
Put it on the people.
Well, we will be waiting for that. 9:45 p.m. tonight at the Who stage. Thank you, Luke, for stopping by.
Man, thanks for having me.
Happy 615 day. And we are going to get Clickbait on later in this set of music. But right now we've got Chris Stapleton with Tennessee Whiskey right here on Lightning 100 from Bonnaroo.